What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening. Phil's baseball back on WIP tonight. A 6:40 first pitch. So yesterday we had 6:10. Today we have 6:40. Tomorrow we have 5:10 first pitch, I believe. The Twitter question.
Yeah, what's going on in your city? 5:10 for what?
I had to Google it to find out if Cincinnati was Central Time or it is Eastern Time.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And isn't it basically in Kentucky? So is it actually the South?
It's not the South.
Well, that's Herb told me.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Here's a new one. Who has a better chance to win a title this year, the Eagles or the Phillies?
Ooh.
It's a harder question. The gut tells you Eagles because they just won a championship.
Right.
But the more you think about it, you're like, well, most teams don't win a championship the year after they win a championship.
And the Phillies are already two-thirds of the way there.
Yes. Yeah, they're already probably going to be in the playoffs. Yeah.
99% chance on Baseball Reference.
There you go. Don't keep quoting that.
That's a good question. It's not an easy one.
Let me look up the odds real quick.
Yeah, that's not an easy one.
Because my guess is, the last time I looked,
Phillies have second best odds though.
Yeah, they were plus 650 the last time I looked. And I bet the Eagles are probably somewhere around the same. So the Phillies odds to win the World Series are, the Phillies are currently plus 550. The Eagles
puts them where?
Second.
Second. Okay.
Behind the Dodgers?
Behind the Dodgers.
How far ahead of the other teams, like the Padres?
Sorry. So Dodgers are plus 350. The Phillies are plus 550. Then the Mariners, Brewers, Astros, Tigers, all plus 900.
Wow.
The Blue Jays plus 1,000 and the Yankees plus 1,100.
Oh, so still no other National League team.
No. Wow. So it's the Dodgers.
Okay.
So then.
Well, the Brewers were plus 900.
Oh, were the Brewers at 900?
Yes.
Okay.
Brewers are plus 900.
By the way.
Yeah, they were plus 2,000 2 weeks ago. By the way.
Plus 550 is an impossible bet. You know,
don't bet that.
Nah, it's not a good number.
Those aren't good odds to bet.
I cannot even get out of bed.
Well, I already placed my bet for the Phillies to win the World Series. I got them at plus 950.
So to win the Super Bowl, the Eagles are plus 700. So if you go by odds right now,
Phillies have a better.
Phillies are shorter odds. The Bills and Ravens are co-favorites at plus 600. Then the Eagles are plus 700. So
okay.
I guess I
By
would
way,
say the Phillies.
My bet for the Phillies to win the World Series May 28th.
Oh, at what? What were the odds then?
Plus 950.
Plus 950. I guess I would say the Phillies, just because I know they're already going to be on the in the playoffs, and because of the difficulty to win back to back Super Bowls. I guess I would just say the Phillies.
I would probably go with the Phillies.
Yeah.
Also,
the vote so far: Eagles at 74.9%.
Ah, the elitists have spoken.
Yeah, as always.
A lot of confidence in the Eagles.
Yes.
Good team.
Yeah.
Very good team.
Excited to watch them play.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't like the Jalen's not having a great training camp thing.
It's not great.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. You don't, not that you don't like people are saying it, you don't like the fact that
like
he's not
idea.
Having a great
camp.
Yeah,
I don't like the idea that he's not humming in practice. I know it's a new coordinator, but it's essentially the same offense.
You would kind of want the momentum of the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, especially the way camp started, the way Ellie was talking about camp, to be one of those ones where he's completing every pass, and it's like, wow, he just looks like he has a handle.
Right.
It doesn't feel that way based on the way that everyone's talking
Does
about
it. Yeah. Does it? Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully this is one of those sort of reverse things where he has a great regular season, even though his training camp has been a little choppy up and down.
Fingers crossed. 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. By the way, hold on, Derek, 1 second. I actually hope that. I want him to play great.
I know.
You know, I want the Eagles to be good. And to show the difference between playing great and last year, I would like to see that difference
There's a
as
difference
well.
There. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Derek, what up?
What's going on? Hey, I got a proposal for y'all at the end, but Ike, I want to ask you a question real quick.
All right.
Because I was in Mechanicsburg today, where John Ritchie's from, and ain't nobody know him. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
So I want to know, when you in Cincinnati, whatever part of Cincinnati you from, like,
yeah,
the people, if I was to be up there and I said, yo, you know my man Ike Lee, he on the radio station, play for the Eagles, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Would I get the same reaction that I got all day today asking about John Ritchie in Mechanicsburg?
Yeah, probably.
It was a long time
ago. I haven't lived in Cincinnati in 28 years. Oh, well, hell no. Yeah. Matter of fact, I haven't lived in Cincinnati since I left to go to college.
Oh, so
that's 30 years. 30, yeah, that's 30-something years. Yeah, that's 30 years.
34 years.
Yeah.
Wow. You're old.
Wow, you're getting up there. You same age as me, then. I'm going to be 51, bro.
So everybody just had a revelation. Yes, I'm old, yes.
Well, I'm old too, Derek. I'm calling him old because it's funny to call somebody else old when you're old, too.
But to answer your question, yeah, I would be surprised if you ran into anybody I grew up with. Because that's the only way somebody would know me. It would have to be a family member or somebody I grew up with, yes.
Anyway, like, I'm over, like, the whole quarterback list thing, honestly. Like,
oh, man.
I mean,
is this the last one?
I'm just saying, I'm not calling in to be, like, I just look at it like all these quarterbacks that we have, people have, like, ahead of Jalen except for Lamar, like, they was, like, number one draft pick. So they always was thought to be, like, a better eye tester and a better arm and this, that, and the third. And I just feel like Jalen, he's good enough for us. You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
I guarantee in Buffalo, right? Yeah, they can say, oh, we got the MVP. But Buffalo, when the last time Buffalo won something, right? When's the last time Cincinnati won something, right? So it's like we got to pick our poison. Do we want to be bragging about? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do we want to be bragging about we got, you know, the number two best quarterback in the league, but we ain't getting to no Super Bowls and winning no championship games? That's why I'm like, yeah, it's all about opinion. Well, I just think Hurts. People are critical of some of the stuff that he does, and they give other quarterbacks more passes than him. But I guess that's because we're here in Philly. We hear more of that because he's our quarterback. I would love to know what they say about Josh Allen on, like, Buffalo's radio station, as if he's –
You know, we could get.
I can tell you what they say. I hope he never leaves here.
Well, at this point, yeah. I'm sure they fought about him a lot, by the way. I'm sure
a couple years ago, sure.
Yeah. We have a station in Rochester, actually. I'll actually ask one of those guys. I think the point, I agree with you, Derek. If you had told everybody here 4 years ago, hey, in 2025, we will have a team that went to two Super Bowls, won one, and a quarterback that is a consensus top 10 quarterback in the NFL, would you take it? I think we would all have been elated at if what we had to argue about the quarterback is whether he is 7 or 8 in the league and we have a Super Bowl. I think we would have all been thrilled at that point. And I agree with you. Every one of those fan bases would rather have a Super Bowl than saying that their quarterback is number 3 on the athletic list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to say, there's 32 quarterbacks in the league. So if he's top 10, like, that's good. You know what I'm saying? Well, there's my proposal, though, right?
Yeah.
So you've been singing Creed for a while, and I've been trying to come up with a song that kind of, from the delegation, that kind of mimics that Take Me Down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the other day I listened to the Commodores, right? Lionel Richie. There's a song called Zoom, right? If you listen to that song, a lot of the words in there, it kind of sound like Creed a little bit, man. So you could at least give it a try.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Give it a try. Oh. Give it a listen.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Suggestion for a new show.
Jack, what I would like you to do is we can't do it at 5, and we can't do it at 5:30. At some point tomorrow, you will come back with Zoom, and we'll listen to it and give it the ear test. The ear test. All right, Derek.
And listen, I'm in the fantasy league, right?
Yes, you are in the league.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All the GMs that's coming there, man, Come in there dressed like a GM. That's my proposal to y'all. Come in there looking like you're ready for business, man, because
so a vest.
It's really a business meet. I ain't saying a vest.
Oh, well, that's what Howie wears.
Derek. No. Come dressed like you're going to a fantasy football draft. Your jersey, your gear. Like, what are you talking about? I don't need a bunch of stuffy shirts and vests on. What do you mean? This is fun. This is football.
Man, listen, it's Friday night, man. I'm not married. I'm coming in a whole outfit, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Derek.
All right.
There you go. Derek's in the fantasy football league.
That sounds like Derek wants to have a post-fantasy football party. That's what he wants
to
do.
Well, he's one of those guys. Everybody's got a friend who at the end of the night goes, so where are we going now?
Yeah, what are we doing? Yeah, where are we going?
And I'm always like, what?
Home.
We just had dinner. That was it. Where are we going now? Now? I don't know where you're going.
That sounds like Derek. Derek said, I ain't married. I'm going to be out. I want to put my clothes on. Yeah, I'm going somewhere after this.
You got a bunch of married dudes. So
I'll be at the house.
If Derek's in the league, you want to be in the league. We have another spot up for grabs today. So in your call, you have to convince us. And, you know, speaking of a night out, there's the best way that a night out ends is with some loving.
Now I'm awake.
That's right. With some loving. Is that right or wrong, Jack?
That's right.
You know, Ike and I believe it's with some loving. And you want your loving to be, you know, top of the line.
Hmm. That's right.
You've heard us talk about Blue Chew. And there's
what are you waiting for?
In your brain, you know it's worth trying. The good news is, and in your brain, and I understand the stigma, there shouldn't be one, but I understand it. In your brain, you're like, I don't want anyone to know, whatever. You just want her to know. The great thing about Blue Chew is that you don't have to go to a doctor's office. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy.
I took a needle in the ass.
That was an inappropriate one. That one didn't even make any sense. There's no needles involved. It is a chewable with the same active ingredients as Cialis and Levitra and Stax and Viagra. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to wait. All you have to do is try. And it's made here in the USA. It's shipped direct to you. So the prices stay down. But as far as price goes, Ike, we have arranged for Jack to pay for their first month.
There you go. So it's free.
First month is free. Jack is paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is go to bluechew.com. I'm telling you, just this is my advice. Just try. Just try. Wait till that hard envelope comes in the mail.
You started doing hand gestures. Yeah, like, what are you doing over
here? This is for the YouTube people. Go to bluechew.com, use code 94. Your first month is free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. That's like $5. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it. Chew it.
The WIP Midday Show was at training camp today.
Uh-huh.
We have not been there yet, not talked to any players. Mm. Rod.Lakin and Odyssey.com.
Mm-hmm.
They did talk to Josh. Now, we've been saying it wrong. I looked up the pronunciation. It is Josh Uche.
Uche?
It's like Uche. It's Uche.
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 So, Uche.
Well, he was calling him Duran all day on the show yesterday.
Well, it's hard. Listen, I've been doing Duran for every other Duran.
It's Duran.
But when you're cooking and you're saying things fast.
I can't get the first name.
Joan. Like Joanne.
Joan Duran.
Duran.
See?
Bam.
Yep.
I know.
It's
Joan Duran.
That's why he went to Syracuse.
That's why I don't use the first name. It's Duran.
Duran.
Right? Yeah. Duran is easier.
But you got to break the habit of saying Duran.
Yeah.
And that takes a little
If you quit saying it, then most people will break the habit.
Yeah.
Duran.
You're the Phillies guy.
I know.
Grow up.
Freddie Galvis.
No, it's not a Galvis situation. Josh Uche was on the Midday Show and talked a lot about the culture of being here with the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's what he had to say.
So what is it like since you've gotten here? What has the energy been like for you, and how are you starting to fit into this pass rush room?
Yeah, you know, before I signed here with Philly, you know, I was at an NFLPA meeting, and I ran into my guy, Zach Bond. And, you know, we kind of reflected a little bit on the year he had and kind of the situation coming from New Orleans. And he just told me the first thing he realized when he got to Philly was the energy, just from when you first walk in the building. And, you know, remembering him saying, yo, like, Philly could be a place for you to come to, you know, when I was thinking about places. And he was 100% right, man. The energy here from the staff, the cafeteria room, to the janitor, to everything, everybody is high.
Shout out to T-Roy.
Yeah, shout out T-Roy, man.
Good dude.
Josh, how would you compare being here? I mean, you've played in some pretty high profile spots. You were a New England Patriot. You were a Kansas City Chief. Now you're in Philadelphia. How would you compare the atmosphere here to a place like that? Because you've been in three spots where the expectation is to win and to win a championship.
Yeah, you know, all of the places are different, but I'd say just from an organizational standpoint, I think things are just ran very, very efficiently here. I feel like Howie does a great job bringing in people that keep the machine rolling, man. I mean, just from staff to players to coaches to everybody. So just kudos to the organization and the higher-ups for keeping this a well-oiled machine.
It is nice to have an organization that people, you know, obviously he wants to stay, so he's not going to say anything bad. But it does seem like the Eagles are a machine right now in terms of how they're run. They know how to do everything.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about the possibility of Howie maybe moving on at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, he's sort of intimated here and there, I won't be here forever.
Yeah.
It just feels so perfect right now, the way that it is, that if they lose anything underneath Howie or Jeffrey, they just, as long as it's only one or two things, they're just run so well that they're able to absorb and, you know, figure out those things. So
yeah.
It makes me proud that people talk about the organization like that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And I can't say it's always been that way. It's always felt that way for me, but I don't know if the perception was that way around the league about the Eagles. Now, I'm going back primarily talking possibly before Howie even took over as the GM, right? Or even during that little window where Chip was here, mm-hmm. that, you know, players here who were playing under Chip, not so much would speak badly about the organization, but playing for Chip.
Chip, yeah.
Wasn't the most fun thing. So I think that reputation was out there. And the Eagles, to their credit, they've done a great job of changing all of that. You know, they got the stench of Chip being here away from the team. They brought Doug in. They won a Super Bowl. They moved on from the Wentz thing that was in the locker room. And now Jalen's in there as your face of your franchise, along with everything else they're doing. I think it has become a place of destination. When Saquon leaves somewhere and comes and does what he's done, and there's been other players, too, that have come here and gotten paid.
Yeah, and like I love it here. You love it here.
Mm-hmm.
But Philadelphia in general is not like a destination for players.
Right.
So I would say that it's not like a...
And that's changing, I think.
Yes.
I mean, Bryce has helped that with the Phillies.
Bryce has helped with the Phillies, and the Eagles doing what they've done it's not easy usually to convince a player to come to Philly.
Right.
But I think that is changing. I never thought I would see that in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That changing.
Now, do you think playing for the organizations is separate from playing in the city?
Yes, but I think they're tied together.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. I wonder if they try to separate. Because we kind of get put out there as the face of the city, meaning WIP radio and this and that and the other, and fans being too hard on players and that sort of thing.
So to me, the trick is getting people here.
Yeah.
Because once you get them here, then
they can experience it themselves.
Then it's not for everybody,
right.
But more times than not, people are like, I love being there. You know?
I agree.
Because winning here is more fun than winning anywhere else.
I would agree.
Losing
with that.
Here sucks. But winning here is pretty fun.
Yeah.
So I think the battle is getting them here. And then you just see the number of athletes that don't leave after they're done playing or, you know, make a home here.
Hand raised.
Yeah. Even, look at Barkley. It's not like Barkley at Charles. Mm-hmm. Charles not from here.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, keeps coming back here because.
Now, I've lived here longer than I lived in Cincinnati.
Which is crazy to think, right? Yeah.
I only lived in Cincinnati until I was 18.
Hear that, Kyle Schwarber?
Well, and I was born in North Carolina.
People forget that.
So, I mean, I've been here longer than I lived in Cincinnati.
So you're real Philadelphian, as people can tell.
Or South Jerseyan.
Yeah, it counts. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Funniest things that happened in the last couple of days.
Oh. Really digging in.
Buzz.
Buzz is the funniest thing that happened.
Didn't he just do that?
On the show last week.
Yeah.
But there was a return of some dirtiness in the Phillies booth.
Okay.
From other Phillies broadcasters. Okay. Two, actually.
Yes. Okay. Is one of them the one I know
one
about?
One is the one.
It's one of the most egregious ones I've ever heard.
Yep.
Okay. Made me send a text message to the person who said it. And I was like, what are you doing?
And he said, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's not what he said, but he's lied. Top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.